Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jodie Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Eric.
Second podcast episode of the year.
Yay. This is so good. Oh, guys, I am cooking something. I have to discuss it with the team at iHeart and my Cultura podcast. But I'm cooking something for this year. For He Said, Ella Dijo. Like, I want to do something. Like, I want to do, like, an event. Like, a little thingy. Oh, so, hopefully, we get approved.
I forgot. That's one of my resolutions. I'm sorry. No, I shouldn't say. Oh, God.
What?
I support you, honey. That sounds great. The old Eric says, oh, God. Which I did. But I caught myself.
Which you did.
But
exactly.
I caught myself. And the new Eric says, oh, honey, that's great. I can't wait for you to share your new ideas.
I'm very glad.
Spread those wings.
Spread the wings.
Another idea.
It's beautiful. My ideas are good.
Amazing.
They're productive.
They're incredible.
You always benefit from them.
When
I always say, I've changed your life. I have expanded your horizons about what?
So many good ideas. All right. here's one thing you manifested. You didn't get a bearded dragon in the house.
I'm so happy.
Isabella struck out.
Everybody asking.
So
no, but
sad.
It wasn't me. She ended up talking to your mom and to you. And because at the end, I just released. I was like, you know what? It is what it is. It's going to end up being my bearded dragon. So let me just fall in love with this little weird creature. But then she decided, you know what? Yeah. She realized it's a big responsibility. And I don't have time for that. I'm hoping that's what happened.
Well, at least not any time for it this year. We talked around it this year.
I'm so happy, guys. You have no idea.
Did you see this thing in Rolling Stone about Celine Dion not being named in the 200 greatest singers of all time list?
Insane.
I don't know how that's possible. 200 people?
The crazy thing is that she's the best of all.
I mean, okay, they put Aretha Franklin as number one.
Incredible,
Whitney,
yes. All of them.
Two.
Whitney is actually, I think Whitney Whitney was number one.
Then Sam Cooke and Billie Holiday, and then Mariah Carey.
No.
And no Celine Dion.
No.
I don't.
It makes no sense. But I read something that it's because it's not about, it wasn't singers, it was something else. What was it? The reasoning was, I'll tell you right now, because...
The greatest singers list, not the greatest voices list. That's the
But difference. What do you mean? She is the greatest voice. What about Christina Aguilera?
The greatest singers list. So it's still the greatest singer. She's an amazing singer. That's what she is. She's a singer. She doesn't... I mean, maybe she's a musician to a degree, but it's not like she's playing instruments. She's a singer. That is a voice.
Not the greatest voices list.
Yeah, but... It's the greatest singers list.
It's the same
voices
thing.
Voices are singers.
Exactly. Singers are...
We're not talking about guitarists, musicians.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And then I'm assuming Jennifer Hudson made it, right? And Luther Vandross. And anyways, the point is the fact that Celine...
It's stupid. It's one of the dumbest...
It's insane. Come on, guys. Come on. Don't lose credibility like that. It's... Whatever.
I don't even know how to describe it.
I don't, yeah. Anyways, I'm speechless.
I mean, look, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, but it's a little absurd. Question for you. Narcissist.
What?
Do you believe that you've ever been friends with a narcissist or known a narcissist very well? Because there's a New York-based psychologist. He's revealed 10 traits on how to spot a narcissist. And I don't know if I've ever truly been face-to-face with somebody who's like that.
An obsession with power and success, a need for admiration, instilling self-doubt, lacking empathy, it's all about them, a habit of gaslighting, a sense of entitlement, they are always right, they are skilled at future faking, and it's all take, take, take.
I'm sorry, it just sounds like they're describing kids.
What? Why do you kids. Say that?
That's kids.
They don't care about power and success. They don't care about admiration. I mean, they want admiration because they want to please their parents.
It's all about them. Habit of gaslighting, sense of entitlement.
Lacking empathy.
They're always
right.
They're always right. They're always skilled at future faking. And it's take, take, take.
That is so sad.
Sounds like kids.
That is so sad.
It's a lot of kids.
I don't know. I know people that have some of these descriptions, but I don't know of somebody that has all 10, you know, that would be insane. Like, I don't want to be friends with anybody that has 10.
You have an obsession with power and success.
What are you talking about? Oh my God.
I don't know if you need admiration.
If I had an obsession with power and success, my life would be very different.
You don't instill self-doubt. You don't lack empathy.
A need for admiration.
It's all about them. I gave you a keychain when we first started dating saying it's all about Roz.
Yeah, that was pretty right.
It's all about them.
But it's just one
habit of I've named two for you so far.
A habit of gaslighting, a sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. No, they're always right. No, they're skilled at future
they're
faking.
They're always right.
Are you joking?
They're skilled at future faking.
What? Oh my God.
It's all about take, take, take.
It's all take. Let me see about you. An obsession with power and success. No, Eric has no drive like that. A need for admiration, 100%. He's always seeking approval. Instilling self-doubt, you can be a little passive-aggressive sometimes,
God.
Lacking empathy, no, you're very empathetic. Not with me, but you are. It's all about them.
Not the new me of 2023.
Really. A habit of gaslighting. I don't know what's gaslighting.
Like you're basically challenging their version of the truth. You're distorting the facts. You're basically calling them out on something and saying that's
maybe about. That's a little bit of you.
Oh my God.
A sense of entitlement. I don't know. They're always right. For sure, that's you. They're skilled at future faking.
No.
Let me see. Future faking. They promise the world to you and knowing them for a short time. No. And it's all take, take, take.
No,
you're a giver. Okay, so half and half.
Half?
You're un poquito narcisista.
You're a 50% narcissist.
Tú eres un chin chin.
I'll take a quarter narcissist.
Oh, God. Anyway, I'm not a narcissist.
No, you're not. You're not.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi. I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Parenting question of the week. What do you do when your kid wants to invite their entire class to their birthday, except for one kid?
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, no, you gotta fold in that other kid. And just gotta, I mean, I would have to just say to my kids, look, you can't, it's that simple. You can't do it. That kid has to come. End of conversation. Or you don't do a whole class birthday. And you just limit it to the boys. You limit it to the girls.
Yeah.
Or you just do a small group of friends. Listen, that's one thing I will say. As Sabella's gotten older, I'm starting to feel like the big birthday thing is fading a little bit, which is nice. Like less of having to do big parties or lots of, you know, kids. It's been a little simpler. She also has a weird birthday that falls while everybody's on vacation. So it's always tough for her. But I'm liking this less of a birthday situation. Are you? Because it's a lot of work.
No,
man.
I love the birthdays.
You like spending the money on big giant birthdays.
It was fun. She had really amazing birthdays, and Dylan too. I miss that. I wish that I can. I would do that. Like I can't wait for her sweet 16 or quinceañera. Although knowing her, I know she's gonna be like, I don't want anything. Can you just take me to Mammoth? Can we go to Big Bear?
She said
that's what she's gonna say. You know, can we just camping?
Quinceañera. If she does that, it'll be great. I think it'd be really incredible. Funny. But it's the other day. You know, we're always like, so Sebi, how do you identify yourself? You know, do you think you're Caucasian? Are you Latina?
Oh, she's American.
And she's like, I'm American. I'm white.
I'm white.
And I'm like, well, you're not.
So
I'm
like, have you seen your skin color?
Dylan's pretty white. You're not white.
She's delusional.
But she's like, I'm American.
You're so Puerto Rican. It's not even funny,
like,
Isabella.
Well, you can be Puerto Rican. She's like, well, I think I'm American. And then the other day we're at tennis and Iga Świątek is playing. Uh-huh. And she goes, where is she from again? It's Poland, right? And I go, yeah. And she goes, aren't we part Polish? And I go, yeah, we have Polish. She goes, perfect. I can tell people I'm Polish now.
Oh my, what is her problem?
She wants to say she's Polish.
She wants to say she's anything but Puerto Rican. It's the saddest thing. It's like, Isabella.
I think it has nothing to do with Puerto Rico. It has to do with just arguing with mom.
Oh my goodness, that girl. You're lucky that you have a little bit of Puerto Rican Boricua blood.
Listen, you guys are starting to get, I'm seeing it more though. Like this little kind of like mom-girl dynamic. Yes. It's like we were at shopping the other day. Mom, what do you think about these earrings? Mom, what do you think about this shirt?
She's
like,
always she's looking for my approval.
She's into shopping now. She's starting to do, she wants to buy, you know, cool shoes and clothes, things that she never cared about before.
Yeah.
Granted, not your style, not girly.
She's into this. There's a store, guys, called Tilly's.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the whole like.
I was into, by the way, as a kid.
Like
I used to
Vans shop. And like surfer, skater, cute stuff. They actually have a lot of cute stuff. Yeah. But no, not my thing, not my style. And that's her thing. It's like I guess 99% of teenagers, that's their thing, you know, because the story is very young and like that kind of thing. It's really funny. But listen, I'm maturing and I'm releasing and letting go and I'm fine.
But I feel like she's connecting with you more.
She's
like
connecting. Seeking, no, she is.
She's seeking your approval, but like seeking your advice on things that she didn't do before.
And she tells me, she tells me a lot of things and she's always giving me looks. Like when you say something whacked and she looks at me like, oh my God,
yeah,
oh my God, mom.
When I get on her nerves, she goes to you and like, mom.
Yeah. It's very cute. I think we're going to end up, and we're very close and we're good friends, but I think that me and Sebi, once she goes through the terrible teenage years and she matures, I think we're going to be really, really close. She's going to finally understand, man, I have a really cool mom.
Oh my God.
What did she say to me? Like I was explaining to her, I said, Sebi, I want to talk, because now she has this thing, like she was obsessed with me regarding her hair. Like I needed to do her hair every single morning. I'm very specific and very sleek. She was like, not one hair could be out of place. Now the new thing is do not touch me, right? I do my own hair. And guys, the part is a mess. The hair is a freaking mess. But she wants me to do a braid. Now her thing is, her hair is gorgeous. It's finally long again. She wants it up at all times with a braid. So I'm doing the braid and I noticed that when she's doing her hair, she grabs a bottle of water, like she has this spray water and it's soaking wet and then she makes it what she thinks is sleek, but it's a mess.
It's just like dripping water.
And it's dripping water and it's not good. Like when you wet your hair every single day like that and you put it up and it stays damp, you know, like húmedo the whole day, it actually makes your hair rotten. It's not good. So I'm explaining, I said, I have to talk to you about your hair. Do not talk to me about my hair. Do not talk to me. You're going to continue doing my braid. I'm so, yeah, we'll do your braid. It's about the way you're going about it, Isabella. And I am explaining to her the whole thing in the car, taking her to remove her braces. And I thought she was just going to lose it. And she's like, really? A very different approach from last year would have been like, F you, leave me alone. I'm going to do whatever I want. So this time she was like, but what do you mean I'm going this? And so this is what I went through. And so I'm talking to her very matter of fact. I'm just giving you this advice. You do with it whatever you want. And she was like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. Okay. And I just left it alone.
Often that seems to be the trick with her. And I'm sure with a lot of kids, if you want them to do something, kind of say the opposite or be like, I mean, look, it's up to you. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like leave them to the decision. And they often make the right one. It's funny. I'm starting to learn that as well.
Yeah.
Although I made a resolution that her and I weren't going to fight as much. And day two of the new year, we went to war.
To war, guys.
So I don't know how to control that.
But it's really funny. I was making fun with her and she was laughing hysterical. I'm in the car saying, today, driving. And I say, Sabella, so what was this whole soap opera? Because, you know, guys, I have two actors, Eric and Sabella Winter, and they have their own soap. I don't know what's the name. Inconsistencies, it should be called.
Igualmente.
So I was like, so what happened? Oh, she was mad because I told him that I was going to, now that I don't have braces, I was going to drink a can of soda and he lost his bananas and he was like, you can have a sip of soda. And I said, and I'm just joking with him and he got so mad. So guys, they fought for like half an hour. They get home. She's crying. He's furious, right? So I'm cooking and I'm listening to the whole thing. And what happens after the whole show of like fighting, then at the end of the night, it's a love affair. I don't know what they talk to each other. So it's like, who's your girl? Who's my girl? Who's your boy? Who's my girl? Who's my girl? I'm your girl. I'm your girl, daddy. Who's my girl? Who's my girl? They have this whole like thing at night that they do to each other that is very cute. But I was like, these two are so dysfunctional. They go from like crying, screaming to Who's my girl? I'm going, oh my God, I can't. I can't with these two.
But it's funny. They're like, Dad, will you lay with me? Lay with Dad. You never want to spend time with me. What are you talking about? You just argued in the car for 30 minutes because you were a brat. Oh, lost my.
The soap continues.
Day two of the new year. I was so mad because my resolution was like, I'm going to fight less. Boom.
And now Dylan is becoming a little comedian. How funny is Dylan Gabriel? He comes up with this crazy stuff.
Santa got them this Pac-Man, this like Pac-Man arcade game.
No, Santa got Eric this Pac-Man, apparently.
It's made Rosalind so mad because all I do now is play this arcade game, which is Pac-Man, Dig Dug, Rally X, and Super Pac-Man. And I'm playing all day and Dylan just loves for me to play. He's like, Dad, can you play Pac-Man so I can watch? And every time I win a level, he goes, look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes. You did good. Every single time.
It's so funniest funny. Thing. I have an issue with the video games culture.
Why are you so mad at me, by the way, but playing the game?
No, I'm not mad. It's just like, guys, it's becoming now 3 hours in a row that Eric can be playing Pac-Man and these video games. Hours, okay, breaking records, and he's so proud of all the records, which I think is amazing.
By the way, I'm the only one that's playing, so I'm just breaking my own records.
He's breaking records, and I just go, you know, I have friends that they complain about the boyfriends and the husbands because all they do is be in front
gamers.
Of they're gamers, and I was like, I could never, ever be with a gamer because I'll be so severely furious. It's just not my thing.
The thing is, he's,
and I'm walking by now since December, when was Christmas Eve? Since Christmas Day, I'm walking by and my husband is a gamer. Oh my God, I can. And it was my idea to buy Mr. Pac-Man because I love it. And I can't even play it because I'm going, oh Lord.
It's been
anyways,
awesome.
Well, congrats for breaking all the records.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's amazing. And hopefully one day I can play because they don't allow me to even touch it because it's always been used.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata-papa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, I'm Lance Bass, host of the new iHeart podcast, Frosted Tips with Lance Bass. The hardest thing can be knowing who to turn to when questions arise or times get tough or you're at the end of the road.
Okay, I see what you're doing.
Do you ever think to yourself, what advice would Lance Bass and my favorite boy bands give me in this situation? If you do, you've come to the right place because I'm here to help. This I promise you.
Oh, God.
Seriously, I swear. And you won't have to send an SOS because I'll be there for you.
Oh, man.
And so my husband, Michael.
Hey, that's me.
Yep, we know that, Michael. And a different hot, sexy teen crush boy bander each week to guide you through life, step by step.
Oh, not another one.
Mm-hmm. Kids, relationships, life in general can get messy. You may be thinking, this is the story of my life.
Oh, just stop now.
If so, tell everybody, yeah, everybody, about my new podcast and make sure to listen so we'll never, ever have to say bye, bye, bye. Listen to Frosted Tips with Lance Bass on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The other night, on the night that Spill and I had the big argument, I tell you, I played doubles tennis and I was embarrassed myself beyond belief.
But why do you do that?
I don't know. I really don't know why I did. I haven't played tennis in probably 10 years. And I have no idea, maybe less than 10 years, but I have no idea. They're like, let's play doubles. And Spell's like, I'll play. And I said, no, Sebby, I'll play. You just finish your practice. And I go out there and it's two guys against me and this girl. And the girl's the better one of everybody. And so she's so nervous of losing that she's trying to cover the entire court. She's trying to take every ball out of the air. So I'm the last resort to hit the ball. And I had two great volleys at the net that we were all cheering. So I put the ball away. I had a couple good, like a few decent serves. And then my forehand was so horrific that they almost knew every time the ball is coming to me, I got maybe two balls over the net. And when I'm hitting with Sabella, I can do it much calmer and smoother, but not in a tennis match. I was terrible. Oh my God. I mean, it was like watching you and Sabella play. It was that bad.
I was so bad. I'm really bad at tennis. I want to start taking classes. Guys, we put, you know, that
been
we've been.
That for how long?
I know. I don't have time.
What do you, like, you have time?
When
you
the heck am I gonna, anything. What are you talking about? I leave again on Sunday to go to Miami to travel again and then have my surgery.
So tennis is one
and
day.
Then, but it's, I don't want to do things inconsistent. I don't want to go one day.
2 days a week max.
No, and
one
then
day.
For 3 weeks I can go. And then I go for a week and then I can go for another month. It's too much. Anyways, guys, can you believe this thing? So we've been looking for a house. As you know, it's been a crazy journey of fighting and just insanity. We finally find a house. It has a tennis court. It's a dream come true. I was like, oh my God, it's perfect. The perfect house. So we put an offer. They counter. We counter back. And they completely ignored us. And we have not heard anything. And I'm talking about a good offer. I'm talking about a lot of money. And they still went,
well, not me. F you. Reminds regardless. We went under what they were saying.
We went under because you said that based on this market,
it was just right.
You shouldn't pay asking
absolutely
price.
Not. And they came down a little bit.
And even the realtor said, this is a very respectable offer. Yeah, and it's a lot of money.
The
and they ignored us.
And it's not atypical for these people, but she's taking it all so personal.
I'm
I don't understand
dying. I'm
it.
Going, how dare you? It's like,
but
we put two offers
this.
On this house.
They've been doing this for a while. They're not going to treat us any differently.
So now I'm like, you know
so
what?
Personal.
Again, let me practice, release, and let go. If it's for us, it's going to be for us. But it's been a while. I don't think it's for us anymore. Unless they accepted another offer, but you don't think they have another offer.
No.
So why? Why?
People are weird. Weird people. Let me tell you, the wrong time to buy a house anyways.
Oh my God. Anyways.
Wrong time to
and I have
buy
to say something else about Fantasy Island.
Oh gosh.
You
I'm
said
sorry,
you
no.
were gonna.
No, not, wow. not, 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 oh gosh, no, not oh gosh about that. I was just, oh gosh. Oh wow. Oh good.
Wow.
Well, what do you have to say about Fantasy Island?
Everybody thinks you're so supportive.
I am so
supportive. You're such a supportive husband. When I mention Fantasy Island, go, oh, yes, yes, yeah, I want to hear.
I don't know why I said it. I think it's just often when you say something, oh, and I say, oh, gosh. I think it's like Fantasy Island.
That's so sad.
I was like, oh no, what's she gonna say now? Anyways, I'm sorry, dear.
Did you see the amazing article that People magazine did on Fantasy Island?
No.
Oh, you have to check it out. It was beautiful. It was like this video, like almost nine minutes of me giving a tour of the Fantasy Island set in Puerto Rico. And it was so well done and I so much appreciate it. It was awesome. So thank you, People.
You deserve it.
Dude, I work really hard.
On that note,
yeah,
I hope you all enjoyed our rookie new night.
Oh, good.
That happened on Tuesday. Oh, God. See, there you go. The support in this family.
I did it.
I hope you enjoyed the new rookie episode. Let me give my plug for my show.
Yeah, go plug it.
And until next
time. 5 seasons, guys.
Keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said, Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said, Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.